If you live in the Chatsworth, Shawcross, Stanger or Malvern area, you'll be glad to know that our Muslim-owned and fully Muslim-managed KFC is on you. Find us at the Ridge in Shawcross or Hewlett Street in Stanger. Call KFC Shawcross on 031-409-8786 or KFC Stanger on 032-551-3111. Warm wishes to you and your family from KFC Shawcross. KFC. It's Finger Lakes.
It's Miles Fresh Meat. The place to meet. 60 Main Road, Queensborough, next to Fruit and Veg City. We have Super A-grade rump steak at $51.99 a kilo. For all your braai requirements, come to Ismail's Fresh Meat.
Ismail's Fresh Meat.
You get a range of marinated meats, kebabs, and sausages. Contact us on 031-463-1304. That's Ismail's Fresh Meat.
Ismail's Fresh Meat.
Ismail's Fresh Meat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله This is the fourth session of our inspirational talk on Fridays and for the last three Fridays we have been discussing and talking about Zakat and inshallah this will be the fourth hour The fourth part concerning Zakat, we have thus far, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, discussed about Zakat, its importance, its significance, why we pay Zakat, and also the reasons for paying Zakat, and we have also discussed the consequences of not paying Zakat. Since many pay and calculate their Zakat this month, that is why we have deemed it necessary to discuss at some length, about Zakat and its various laws and together with that, the reason for it. Many times, we do act upon the Sharia, but we do not know why we are doing it, what are the reasons behind it. We start today's discussion. Zakat is not a tax. There is a great difference between Zakat and tax. Zakat is a form of ibadat. Tax is not classified as a ibadat. The ibadat, we must understand something, is such an action that you do, you hope that you will get reward for it. Number two, that you will go closer to Allah Jalla Majdahu by doing that. There is a fine line between an act that is ibadat and an act that is not done for ibadat. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gogoi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes about, for example, zikr and make zikr so that you activate your heart. Maulana Thalwi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes about zikr that a person who wants to activate the heart should go away from the locality to the forest area so that he may indulge in zikr al-jahri, loud zikr, so that the heart may become activated. And this will not be for taqarrub ilallah, this will not be for gaining proximity to Allah, or nearness to Allah, but it will be to activate the heart. It will serve as a catalyst to activate the heart. So zikr at that time will not be classified as an ibadat, but as a exercise in motion, so a person will learn how to activate the heart and get proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, a tax is a tax, not an ibadat. But zakat is a beautiful form of ibadat. Therefore, intention of giving the zakat is necessary. When at the time of giving, you have to make intention, I am giving these zakat. Now tax, you don't have this. In fact, they just take it out at times, the taxation. The sincerity of intention is also sought from the giver. Now, tax, person when he's giving tax, in fact, no one wants to give tax, no one is happy to give tax, no one is joyous to give tax, no one is expecting the reward when giving tax, no one does this for the pleasure of the government to give tax, no one includes humility, sincerity when giving tax. But contrary to tax, zakat, the person he gives it, and he knows that this is the command of Allah. The person knows fully well that this is the injunction of Allah. A person knows that by giving tax, I'm going to draw the pleasure of Allah, and I'm going to avert the anger of Allah. By giving zakat, the person knows that I would get pleasure of Allah, proximity to Allah, nearness to Allah, I'm going to come very close to Allah, because this zakat is a ibadat. So sincerity will increase. When sincerity increases, the sawab will automatically increase. Now, that is why there are specific recipients for zakat. There are specific people who receive zakat. There are specific people who are worthy and deserving of getting zakat. When it comes to tax, the taxman just takes it. There is one person, one revenue office, or the government that takes the tax. But zakat, contrary to that, they are the eight categories specified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are the ones who receive the zakat. Again, the person is following the command of Allah. That the zakat is not a tax, it's going to the government only. But the zakat is going to needy people, deserving people. The zakat is going to poor people. The zakat is going to people who do not have food, clothing, who are in debt, who are in financial difficulty, the widow and the wayfarer. And zakat is going to a specific group of people, whereas tax is only going one place. Therefore, it is not permissible to spend the zakat upon non-Muslims or for general purposes. See, you cannot take zakat and give it to non-Muslims. Obviously, in most cases, it's going to the non-Muslim government. And zakat is an ibadat, and it is a specific ibadat with specific intention, with specific recipients. Thus, does not go to non-Muslims. However, if non-Muslims are in trouble financially, if there is a flood, calamity, and they are left helpless, if they are left in need, their homes are destroyed, or they do not have food, shelter, then definitely the Muslims will help with other money besides zakat, besides kafara, besides fidya, besides sadqatul fitr. All this what I have mentioned, zakat, sadqatul fitr, fidya, kafara, they are for Muslims. But at the same time, Islam teaches us that even we have to care for and look after and be merciful to animals, let alone when it comes to the turn of human beings. A human being is a human being. So when non-Muslims, they are in trouble and they require assistance, then Muslims have, alhamdulillah, aided and helped in our own country and outside our country, that alhamdulillah, Muslims have been most generous with their fundings, blankets, food hampers, food parcels, tents, medication to non-Muslims also. You cannot use zakat for general purposes. For example, you cannot take the zakat and build a well. You cannot take zakat and build a hospital. You cannot take the zakat and build a bridge or dig a borehole and say, you know, this is also for the poor. No. There has to be ownership in zakat. The recipient has to become owner, and subsequently the recipient has to have right of distribution of that funding. See, that when it comes to building a masjid, you cannot use the zakat money to build the masjid, because the masjid cannot become owner of that wealth of that zakat. Therefore, also you cannot give zakat to build a wall, a bridge, a borehole, and say, no, I'm aiding the poor and the needy, or a clinic or a hospital, and say, no, I am aiding the needy. No, I reiterate, zakat has to be given over, and the person has to become owner. And then, when the person becomes owner and has got right of distribution, then zakat is discharged, zakat is fulfilled. That is why you cannot give cooked food to a recipient of zakat. He may become owner. You are forcing him to become the owner, and he does not have right of distribution. Also, we should understand something, that for example, let us say that it is permissible to give a brother, to give zakat to another brother. This is life, and it happens so sometimes, that one brother is wealthy, whereas the other brother is not so wealthy. So the wealthy brother, he gives his zakat to his non-affluent, non-wealthy brother. Now once he gives his zakat to his non-wealthy brother, and his non-wealthy brother has taken possession of it, ownership of it, and has got right of distribution of it, then listen carefully, the wealthy brother can go and eat at the house of the non-wealthy brother. People are under the impression that if you give zakat to someone, you cannot go to that person's house and eat. People are under the notion that if you give zakat to a person, then you can't go to that person's house and have a cup of tea. That is absolutely wrong. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to eat at an old lady's house, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in told him that she is one, a taker of sadaqah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that for her it is sadaqah, meaning for us it is not. The status of the wealth changes once the poor person becomes owner of that wealth. When you give zakat to a poor person, then that poor person can take that zakat and now build a masjid with it. The poor person can take the zakat and build a well with it, use it for borehole, use it for hospital, use it for anything. However, another point we must note, that you cannot give zakat to a poor person with a precondition. You cannot tell a poor person that I'm going to give you 1 million red zakat and you must take it and build the masjid with it. You cannot put a precondition of it. Yes, you can tell him that there'll be a lot of zakat coming to you and you may contribute to some good Islamic causes. If he takes that money and he doesn't contribute, he does not contribute to the masjid or any other good Islamic causes, you cannot hold him. You cannot strangle him. You cannot tell him, I gave you the zakat, and why did you not spend it on the masjid, or why you never spend it on the hospital. You cannot do that. You cannot use zakat for general purposes, which includes also wages. You cannot take zakat and pay your staff with it. You cannot take zakat and the garden boy came, and if he happens to be a Muslim, at the end of the service, he cleaned the garden. You cannot take zakat and pay him with it. A Muslim person came, and then he washed your car, cleaned your car, played your car. You cannot take zakat and pay him with it. A person came and rendered some services in or around your house or your factory or your firm, and he's a Muslim, she's a Muslim, and you cannot use zakat money as wages. We should understand that. Zakat, when given, becomes the property of the recipient. This is what I am explaining, that once you give the person zakat, that person becomes the owner, he becomes the person who can distribute it to whomsoever they want it, and he is in control of it. And zakat has specific limitations. 2.5% of one's wealth. The assets minus the liabilities, the figure that is left, 2.5% of that. Here we must understand something, that for example, a person has got a bond. A person has got a bond on the house, or the person has got, via hire purchase, he bought a car. We will discuss this because this masala has to be understood properly. A person has got 500,000 rand bond on the house and is paying back 20,000 a month. Now, at the time of calculation of zakat, the person's liabilities is not 500,000. Otherwise, most of the people, unfortunately, these days, are involved in hire purchase and bond. By discussing this masala on bond and hire purchase, I am by no means sending a signal that bond or hire purchase is permissible. Because people are involved in it, we are discussing it. So the person who's got a bond in the house, 500,000, at the time of calculation of zakat, that person's liability is not 500,000. And if the person is paying an installment of 20,000, at the time of calculation of zakat, that person would not even take out the 20,000 as liability. Why? Because automatically it is going to be debited. And generally this debit takes place on the first of the month. So if he calculates before the debit is gone, then he will include the 20,000. If he calculates after the debit has gone, then he will not include the amount of the debit order. Similarly, the example of the car. I am giving the example of the house and the car so that the masala is understood properly. That is why we are giving two examples and not sufficing with one. a person owes on the car $100,000 and is repaying $10,000 a month. At the time of calculation of zakat, the zakat would not, the car liability of $100,000 would not be part of the liabilities, nor will be the $10,000. If there is a debit order, then if he is calculating before the debit order goes, for example, let's say the debit order is paid on the 15th of the month, and this person is calculating zakat on the 10th, then, yes, he will include the $10,000 because the debit order has not gone. Because the debit order is going to go on the 15th, and he is calculating on the 10th. But the other case, the other scenario, he is calculating on the 15th, and the debit order is gone by the 10th. That means he has paid the liability, he does not have to include the liability. When he is calculating the zakah, he will not include it. Here another the other point of zakat, if a lady has got zakat and no cash flow, then she should borrow some money and pay her zakat and then repay that loan out, or sell part of her jewelry, become one having cash and pay his zakat. Or if she tells her husband that pay my zakat for me, so the husband will calculate the zakat alone for her, for his wife's jewelry, and then pay on behalf of his wife separately. The husband must inform the wife when he is paying for her zakat. Similarly, the sadqatul fitr, when the head of the family, the father, the husband, pays for the wife and children, then he should inform. In fact, fuqaha say he must inform the wife and the children that I am going to pay the sadqatul fitr on your behalf. Remember, sadqatul fitr is paid on behalf of the child, even the nabalig children, upon them is sadqatul fitr. And also, sadqatul fitr is payable on that person who did not fast, who did not even go for Taraweeh Salat due to ailment, due to sickness. That person is not exempted from paying the sadqatul fitr. Sadqatul fitr has to be paid before the person goes to the Eidgah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated very clearly that pay the sadqatul fitr before you go to the Eid Salat. Because sadqatul fitr is compulsory upon Muslims, men, women, children, who are on the day of Eid al-Fitr. They are owners of nisab, of zakat. So as soon as a person, Muslim, is the owner of the nisab of zakat in our time, 2,540, once a person is owner of that amount of assets, on the day of Eid, male, female, young, old, baligh, not baligh, then the person has to pay sadqatul fitr. Now the fitrah becomes wajib when the day of fitr dawns with the commencement of fajr time. Therefore, if someone died before entry of fajr on the day of Eid, sadqatul fitr will not be paid out of the deceased estate, since this fitrah is not wajib on him. But if a child is born before the rising of Fajr, fitra will be paid on his behalf. If the child is born after entry of Fajr, on the day of Eid, fitra is not wajib on his behalf. Let us understand this masala very carefully, that sadqatul fitr, if the person died before entry of Fajr, that means he died Sehri time. He died before Sehri ended, that he does not have to pay sadqatul fitr from the estate, the deceased estate. But if the child is born before Fajr, before the coming of Fajr, that means the child was born Sehri time, before Sehri ended. Simply speaking, if the child was born before the time of Sehri ended, before the time of Sehri expired, then you will pay sadqatul fitr for the child. And I repeat, the sadqatul fitr has to be paid by all Muslims who are owners of the nisab of zakat. You don't have to be one who's paying zakat. No, as long as you are owner of nisab on the day, then you will pay sadqatul fitr. It is not obligatory upon the husband to pay fitra on behalf of the wife, as I have explained. If she is the owner, she will have to pay her own fitra. But generally in our cases, the husband, the father, pays on behalf of the wife and children, but he must inform them that he is doing so. If a minor is the owner of wealth to the amount of nisab, then payment of fitra on behalf of the minor would be made out of the minor's wealth. See, that if you've got a nabalig child, and the nabalig child has got money, savings, and has got account, has got bank account, and it is over 2,540, then technically speaking, supposed to take money from that account and pay in sadqatul fitr. But if the father decides that no, leave his nabalig's wealth, he will pay on behalf of his nabalig child, that is absolutely permissible. He has to tell the child that we are paying your sadqatul fitr. It is not permissible to delay the payment of fitra later than the day of Eid. If it is not paid on the day of Eid or before, the obligation remains and the fitra will have to be paid. For example, a person did not pay sadqatul fitr on the day of Eid. He forgot, or he told someone to pay, the person did not pay, and he was supposed to go and pay it at the Eidgah, but at the last minute, because he was rushing, he did not take the money in his pocket and he forgot. Now what he will do, he will pay it. The next day, he will go and pay it. It is permissible to pay the fitra in advance any time during the month of Ramadan. The fitra will be paid even before Ramadan. Sadqatul fitr is wajib upon those, as I have explained, who fasted and who did not fast. Now, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a narration in Tirmidhi, has reported, and he sent a proclaimer through the lanes of Makkah to proclaim, beware, charity of fitr is wajib upon every Muslim, male or female, free or slave, young or old. Two muds, that means measures of weight, or its equivalent, or one sa'a from food crops. How important, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent out a person to go and proclaim in the lanes of Medina that everybody must pay. Why? So that there is some balance and some joy and happiness brought for the poor people. Now, when fitr means to break fast or to refrain from fasting, That's why we have this Sadqatul Fitr as a sign of joy. Why we give this Sadqatul Fitr? I know I am moving away from Zakat, but Zakat is also a charity that is commanded. Sadqatul Fitr is also a charity that is an injunction from Sharia to purify and obtain complete blessings for the fast of Ramadan. One has to give Sadqatul Fitr. It is reported from Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Akram made charity of fitr compulsory as a purification of fast from useless talks, vain discourses, and also as food for the poor. So Sadqatul Fitr is actually a recompensating factor. See, whilst we are fasting, because unfortunately we do not fast the way how we are supposed to be really fasting. There are various categories of fasting, as we explained in the previous years, that one level of fasting is just to abstain from what Shariat wants us to abstain from. That is the food and drink and sexual relationship. And one is the second level, that a person also abstains from swearing, backbiting, gossiping, slandering, becoming angry. And the third level is he does not even allow evil thoughts to come in the mind. Now everyone who is listening can judge what level our fast is. But inevitably, in the month of Ramadan, the person fasting has certain shortcomings, certain pitfalls, and the person, he will indulge in useless talks, vain discourses, and waste time, and he will speak unnecessarily things. And this is sad. Sometimes you'll find those in Etikaf also wasting their time instead of being secluded and focusing and trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we indulge in useless talks and vain discussions. So Sadqatul Fitr, that compensates for all our errors which do not break the fast. See, there are those errors that break the fast, like eating, drinking, etc., breaking the fast. But when a person indulges in useless talk, vain discussions, becomes angry, starts swearing, becomes vulgar, abusive, and he goes into a tantrum, then he loses his temper, becomes vile, and all this vocabulary that he uses, the person, for compensation for all this bouts of anger and this evil behavior, foul character, this Sadqatul Fitr covers up for that. So it is like an ointment over the wounds of swearing and abusive language. It is wajib to give this Sadqatul Fitr to purify one's fast. Another object is to feed the poor. Another purpose of Sadqatul Fitr, that on this joyous occasion, is also to assist the poor and the needy, so that they may rejoice with the most fortunate. Because alhamdulillah, Islam is for everybody, the rich and the poor, the haves and the have-nots. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed Sadqatul Fitr, and he gave instructions the Sadqatul Fitr has to be distributed in the same year that fasting was made compulsory, that is the second year after Hijrah. Now, we can gather from this that Sadqatul Fitr is a lure of the acceptance of one fasting. That we give out this charity and we make dua that Allah accepts our fasting. We give out this charity, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our fasting. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bestowing upon us the strength to fast during the month of Ramadan. You'll find many people that throughout the year they are not so healthy, but comes Ramadan, they have got a fervor, they've got a desire to fast. And miraculously, alhamdulillah, they get the strength to fast. And especially those that are diabetic and those that have got chronic ailments, and they muster up courage and strength and they fast. So in thanksgiving that, Ya Allah, you are the one who gave me the strength to fast. You are the one who gave me the courage to fast, even when I'm not well. You are the one who gave me the ability to fast. You are the one who gave me the capacity to fast. Now, in thanksgiving of that, Allah's Nabi said, give out charity to purify one fast and obtain complete blessings of fasting. We, whilst we are fasting, we are not able to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not able to draw from the blessings of Allah completely. So by giving this charity of Sadqatul Fitr, we are allowed now to draw more from the blessings of Allah, more from the favors of Allah. We give this Sadqatul Fitr to celebrate the completion of the fasting, because this is a joyous occasion that Allah has blessed us with the month of Ramadan. And now we are giving charity, Sadqatul Fitr, to celebrate the completion of the fasting and to demonstrate the greatness of the day of Eid, to show clearly that this day of Eid is a special day, that this day of Eid is not like any other day, that this day of Eid is a speciality. So what we do, we give charity, Sadqatul Fitr, and we differentiating this day from every other day. Every other day, it is not compulsory to give zakat, or to give Sadqatul Fitr at least. The day of Jummah is blessed. The night of Laylatul Qadr is blessed. The night of Shab-e Barat is blessed. The two Eid nights, they are blessed. But we do not give any charity day. No charity is compulsory on the day of Arafat, which is an extremely blessed day. But the day of Eid, this is such a day that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated and made Sadqatul Fitr compulsory, and to show that this is a different day, show that this is a special day, and to denote clearly that there is something about this day which is not in other days, the delight and the joy and the pleasure. So give Sadqatul Fitr, and to assist the poor in joining the atmosphere of Eid. Just as the wealthy, they have a comfortable time during Eid, the purchasing of new clothing. However, this is not necessary. This has become customary. And having good food, having the day off also, that is not compulsory. But this year, inshallah, it will be on Sunday, and everybody will be happy because generally everything is closed on a Sunday. Now, to give part of that joy and that delight to the poor people, Sadqatul Fitr has been made wajib. And it becomes compulsory to give our Sadqatul Fitr on the day of Eid or before that even, so that, alhamdulillah, the poor person benefits. Now, who must get the Sadqatul Fitr? Islam is simple and easy, and Islam is complete and perfect. The Shariat has been outlined, and especially those acts which are designed to bring us closer to Allah, Allah's Shariat is clear about those things. That is why we do not have to add or subtract as far as the ibadat is concerned. That in Surah Maida, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, that today I have completed and perfected your deen and chosen Islam as your religion. In that ayat, it is clear that the ways and methods of gaining proximity to Allah, the ibadahs to get proximity to Allah, have been outlined and have been specified and have been detailed. We do not have to add on it or subtract. We have to do what the Sunnah is telling us to do so that we get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fitra, Sadqatul Fitr, the recipients of Sadqatul Fitr are same as those who accept Zakat. The poor, the needy, the wayfarer, and the one in debt, all those, they are the recipients of Zakat, and they are the ones who can take the Sadqatul Fitr. Remember, the recipient of Zakat, the recipient of Fidya, the recipient of Kafara, the recipient of Sadqatul Fitr, they are same. The same people who can receive Zakat are the poor, the needy, etc., are the very same people who can take Sadqatul Fitr. The question arises here, generally what happens, that many people, what they do, they take the Zakat or the Sadqatul Fitr and they give it to the local Muazzin. Is it permissible? Yes, it is permissible. But one question may come about here, that what happens, he collects so much of money that is over the Nisab. That also is permissible, because inevitably he will not have that money for one Islamic lunar year. In most cases, the Muazzin, at the day of receiving the Sadqatul Fitr from so many people, at that time he will have more than 2,540. But give it a month or two, then he will spend it and again become the one recipient of Zakat. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it compulsory for us to give the Sadqatul Fitr. Fitr cannot be utilized for any charitable purpose other than the poor. Just like the laws of Zakat I explained in detail, that you cannot use Zakat for building masjid or wages. Similarly, that you cannot utilize Sadqatul Fitr to build a masjid or to buy a piece of land for the poor, or you cannot use it to construct a borehole or to dig a borehole. You cannot use Sadqatul Fitr to build a bridge and say, no, I am going to, same purpose, I'm going to give it to the poor. No. Sadqatul Fitr, just like you have got Zakat, the person has to become the owner of Zakat. Similarly, you cannot give Sadqatul Fitr to the non-Muslims. Why? Because this is a charity for the Muslims, to the Muslims, by the Muslims. You cannot utilize it for anyone besides Muslims. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said clearly, the fast remains suspended between the heavens and the earth until the fitrah is paid. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability that we are able to fast and we are able to go through this month of Ramadan. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, for example, the dua. When we make dua, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that it is suspended until we read the durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sharia has made it very easy for us that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then we read durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make dua. Then inshallah, our dua will not be suspended. As stated in the hadith, that the dua is suspended until such time that we read the durood. That's why the ulama have stated that it is good that to read the durood at the beginning and durood at the end, so that our dua is now ready for acceptance. Yeah, similarly, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the fast is suspended between the heavens and the earth until the fitrah is paid. So every effort has to be made for the payment of the fitrah, and in our time, it is not much, 14 and 50 for Hanafis that we can pay it, and you may give it to those organizations who they make parcels and give it to the poor. They make the parcels of uncooked food and then they give it to the poor. Alhamdulillah, that is very good and beneficial. So we have now today, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have discussed to some great extent the ramifications of giving the Sadqatul Fitr and also the laws of the Sadqatul Fitr, because the Sadqatul Fitr has to be given, and so that we stand a good chance of our fast being accepted, and also what we should be doing, that pay our zakat out. Many people, what they do, they hold the zakat and they do not pay it, and year after year it accumulates, and this is one gripe which we have got with the organizations who hold the zakat year upon year and do not discharge it. As long as you do not discharge it, then you are not paying the zakat, and the person who gave you the responsibility of paying the zakat, you are not paying the zakat of that person. Understand what I'm saying, and I appeal to the organizations that you collect zakat, and this is your responsibility, and then you must pay out that zakat before the expiry of the year, before the next year. Otherwise, the person who has given you the zakat, unfortunately, you are not fulfilling his zakat. The person gave you the zakat to be discharged, and you are not discharging it by holding it in your coffers, in your bank balance, earning interest. That is another issue there. So you should discharge the zakat. Also, that when you're giving your zakat, then the organizations that you give it, you must be careful and cautious, and know that you must give your zakat to those organizations that have got ulama on board, so that they will understand the laws, the finer details of giving the zakat, and to who the zakat has to be given. See, when we look at Quran Kareem, then we got 8 categories outlined. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly, he mentions 2 categories who are most worthy of zakat: the fuqara and the masakeen, the poor and the needy. The most important object of zakat is to help these first 2 types first. Thereafter, those recipients are mentioned whose needs are secondary and temporary. Third is mentioned that those who are deputed to collect the zakat, this will apply to a Muslim country. Fourth, that those whose hearts are inclined towards Islam, this category has sins been excluded from worthy of receiving of zakat by the unanimous decision of the Sahaba during the reign of Hazrat, during the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The fifth category, as stated in Quran Kareem, to assist slaves with zakat money for freedom. This also does not exist. However, it could be referring also in this age to those who are prisoners unjustly to help them out of their prison. Six, to assist those who are in debt in order to for them to fulfill and to pay their debt. Yeah, we must note that the debt has to be incurred not due to haram reasons, and those who incur the debt due to haram reasons, you should not help them. Seventhly, fi sabilillah, this has been mentioned in detail, that to assist them, those who are striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eighthly, ibn sabil, the travelers. This category is a very strange one, because at times a wealthy person, he may be traveling. For example, a wealthy person goes for Hajj, and all of a sudden the person, he loses his wealth, or he is pickpocketed. Unfortunately, now that person, he can be aided with zakat money. These days, the person who is, for example, traveling and has got wealth in the homelands, a person can electronically have the money transferred. We're not talking about these people. They are wealthy and they are able to source money quickly any part of the world. We are talking about those people, for example, who go for Hajj using their last cent. They're using the last sweat money and going there. And due to some reason, they misplace it, they lose it, some unfortunate incident happens, the money is lost. Now, they cannot phone home and say, put 10,000 rand in my account. They cannot phone home and say, put 5,000 rand in my account. They cannot do all those things because they do not have any money at home. Now, those people, the Sharia is classifying as the wayfarer, the one in travel and the one in need. Now, just to summarize, before we terminate, that we understand the benefits of zakat, that number one, it brings blessings to one's wealth. Number two, it brings Allah's mercy. Allah's mercy descends. Number three, it averts Allah's anger. Number four, it deflects punishment in akhirah. Number five, it removes greed for wealth. Number six, it cures miserliness. Number seven, angels, malaika, make dua for the giver of zakat. Number eight, it alleviates the need of the improvised, those who do not have food, etc. Number nine, it attracts the mercy of Allah. Number ten, it averts calamities. Number 11, disasters are avoided. Number 12, protects ones from sins. Number 13, the nafs are controlled by giving zakat. Number 14, one complies with Allah's commands. Number 15, it improves family relationship. Because as explained, that the zakat supposed to be given to the family relations. Number 16, it aids the poor. 17, it supports the hungry. Number 18, it helps the destitute. Number 19, it brings general enjoyment of what is good. And most important, that number 20, it brings the pleasure of Allah, and the person who is doing it, he is fulfilling an important ibadat of Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a village. And we have spent a lot of time explaining the virtues the philosophy, the secret, the wisdom of paying zakat and sadqatul fitr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to fulfill all his injunctions, and in the month of Ramadan to take the lessons of Ramadan outside Ramadan. May Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to be with Iman, to live with Iman, stay with Iman, remain with Iman, die with Iman, be resurrected with Iman amongst the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. Wa akhirat, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Africa's Sun Oil Refineries, the house of quality oil, soap and margarine products.
Proud manufacturers of Sunstar Cooking Oil, Sunpick Pure Sunflower Oil,
Flowers Beauty Soap,
Star Bright Laundry Soap
and Golden Bake Margarine. For trade inquiries, phone 031-912-1000. That's 031-912-1000.